Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you. Thank you for the wonderful purpose you have in bringing us all home to the understanding that we come from you and our days were recorded while there was yet none of them. And now Jesus has all brought us back, dealt with anything that would hinder us. All sin has been dealt with, taken away, and we can now fulfill the purpose that you called us to be a unique fragrance. Thank you, Lord, that our days are recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I thank you, Lord, we're waking up to that as we are seeing and hearing, as we are in fellowship with you. And thank you, Lord, that's our goodness, Father God, the joy, Father God, that we rejoicing, Father God, your wonderful plan with us on a day-by-day basis, Lord, to be a fragrance in this world, because all things are come from you and through you and for you, and everything is getting restored back to the original intention. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 John 3, verse 3-7. What we have seen and heard, we announce to you also, so that you will join with us in the fellowship that we have with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this in order that our joy may be complete. Now the message that we have heard from His Son and announced is this: God is light, and there is no darkness at all in Him. If, then, we say that we have fellowship with Him, yet at the same time live in the darkness, we are lying both in our words and in our actions. But if we live in the light, just as He is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from every sin.
Hallelujah. Is that not beautiful, eh? Beautiful. And we see there the fellowship we have with the Father and Son is then also the fellowship we have with each other that God endorses, because it's coming from His heart. It's coming from His purpose. And they are. And then beautifully, as I prayed this morning, is Psalm 139. We can see there that where God formed us, He already knew us. Amen. Before the foundation of the earth, He knew us. And our days were written while there were yet none of them. So there we see the same understanding that we come from God. We got a destiny in God. Just like Jesus walked, the Word became flesh, the thoughts of God towards Him became flesh. We are also now in the fellowship with the Father and Son. We are walking in the path that is laid out for us so that we can partake of that joy, that wonderful plan, that name written in heaven, and we can bring joy to the world as well. So it's just so wonderful, and it's so beautiful. Yesterday you saw that God works to the good for those that He loves. And then we sometimes forget the last part, who are called according to His purpose. So this is the thing, when we are conscious of we got purpose and we are hearing from the heart of God through fellowship like we're doing this morning, purpose is opening up on a daily basis. And this purpose gives vision, it gives boldness, and it brings about the joy of the Lord. So, yeah, God working to the good for those who have called according to His purpose. You can see that. I'll give you that scripture from Ephesians 1, from verse 3, right down to verse 10. And then also the scriptures relevant to our days are written. And so we look to the Lord and we receive from Him, and we're walking the light, not in the darkness. Amen. So it's so beautiful. This covenant is so beautiful, guys. Be blessed. Arise and shine, embrace it, and run the race that's laid out for your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.